Oh, good morning and welcome to the Gunsmith Show, 2026 style. Show number two.
It is show number two. I don't feel like number two. I feel more like we're number one.
Number one.
Number one in a time slot.
That's
in the beer
right.
This morning.
Listen, we're glad to have you. This segment is brought to you by Diamond Jim's Tire and Automotive. John's going to tell you a little more about them. We're going to talk some about the SHOT Show.
Yeah.
Again, beginning of the year, all these conferences and all the big...
They're lined up for the year.
Yeah. You know?
But this one's is the biggie. It's the SHOT Show, and we're going to talk about that. But first of all, Diamond Jim's. Dan, thanks for this morning being here. I know it's always bright and early on Saturday mornings we're getting in here, but here we go. Diamond Jim's Tire and Auto Service Center. They bring you this segment of the show, and we are so happy that they do. I was driving this week, and, you know, the crazy weather we've had this week just made me thankful. Oil change is good. Tires are great. My winter air is holding up really good in my tires. But since 1977, Diamond Jim's Tire and Auto has been helping us right on Dort Highway in Burton, Michigan. Great, folks. Give them a call. Get on their list and get your car and get it fixed up, or your truck, your tires, your wheels, whatever you need. Brakes, shocks, struts, all of that. 810-743-4210. And, of course, as always here at the Gunsmith Show, you can go to our website and link directly to them. Our website is thegss.com. And we thank them for being a sponsor of the show, if you would. So January means it is SHOT Show time.
They do this in Vegas?
Yes. And it's acres and acres and acres of this. It's like, if I remember correctly, it's like 48,000 vendors.
Wow.
So... we got friends right here locally from Davison are there, and of course from Williams Gun Sight, and our friends Ed Strange over at Strange Days Tattoos. Well, he owns a company called
Wicked Grips.
Wicked Grips, thank you. And he's got some fabulous stuff, man. I'm glad I'm friends with him because he shows me the coolest grips out
there. He's a craftsman.
Artist. Yeah, it's amazing. And I got other friends working with him now that I see him at the post office because he goes to mail the grips every day.
Oh, okay.
And I bump into him at the post office like every other day. So we go, what do you got in the box? Oh, you'd love this one, and blah, blah. He shows me pictures, and it's really cool. So, but it's a nationwide gathering of the sportsmen and enthusiasts and builders and of course, the press. I've been invited. I've never gone.
God willing,
Vegas.
And I mention this every year, we need to do a show from out there.
Yeah, it would be
we
cool.
Need to have the gunsmith on site at the SHOT Show.
I swore after I got my knees done I'd go out there because that was my excuse in the teen years, you know. My knees were too bad to go out there and walk Vegas. And I got friends that go every year, and of course, they're set up with booths. My friends from Liberty Turn Components.
Yep.
They're out there every year selling their bullets, and I wish them luck.
Does Brian ever get out there with Williams?
Yeah, Brian.
I imagine with
Tom,
their sights, yeah.
And they go out and they get set up with their custom guns. A lot of times they bring Kevin Wigton, their main gunsmith. He does the artistry work, and he goes, and of course our friend who we just lost, Joe Rundell, he used to go all the time. He's a master engraver and showing off his wares and works. One of the guys that a good friend of mine, Chris Chappell, he's a gunsmith. We were just talking about it yesterday, and just a master at rebuilding stocks. So he's more into the restoration stuff.
Yeah.
He goes, it's not really my cup of tea, but I need to get my butt out there.
You know? It'd be fun to see. But that's all the new stuff that's being premiered. They're kind of talking about all the latest.
Yeah, what's the newest stuff on the market, the breakthroughs, the new technologies, doggone, there's so much stuff. We're going to dig into it here in a second. But it is the 21st through the 24th of January in Vegas. So what happens is around December 1st, we start getting preludes to what's going to happen, what's coming out. And so far, I just want to give you a little update on what the sources are saying are the new rumblings of our future in guns. So sources say that the Glock Gen 6, of course, is a full-blown release at this thing. They're going to show off the three different models, the 17, the 45, and the 19. the Glock Gen 6s, which is replacing all the other Glocks, and they're pulling them off the market, I guess. We've talked about that
a few times.
Yes, we have. Now, Sig Sauer's come out with a brand new gun, and Sig's had taken a beating this past couple of years over the drop gun misfires. Well, they've redesigned some things, and they've redesigned the gun, the P320 we're talking about, into the, what's called the MOD. It's a much more tactical-looking, and it was already a John Wickish-looking gun, and now it's souped up even more. And it looks really good. I watched a whole video on it last night. It's got about every bell and whistle you could put into a handgun. Now, Savage Rifles has got a ton coming out. They have got a whole new line of tactical rifles. They've got their good deer hunting rifles, which I know and love, and I work on Savage Rifles all the time, just souping them up and re-scoping them or restocking them or working on the triggers and such. There's some great rifles. The cool thing about Savage Rifles is, Dan, they come with a fully adjustable trigger. And a lot of people are afraid to adjust them. Well, you can't make it, you know, fire without pulling the trigger. You gotta, you still have to pull the trigger, but it's a, like 1.5 to 4.5 pound trigger adjustment range. It's amazing that they can put that into a rifle. Used to be a $500 or $600 trigger by itself. Now the whole rifle's $600. So hard to beat that. Koenig has got the Met. It is the platform which Koenig has just done tremendous on. It's very similar to a Glock 19. They are race mode guns now. I got guys shooting competition with them, I know, and they just love them. So, in just tons more. Experts say look for optics-ready platforms on just about everything, meaning almost every handgun on the market now is going to have a machined-out top right either in front of the back sight or replacing the back sight that will hold optics of whatever type. And most of them now have rails underneath the front of the gun so you can mount a laser or a flashlight on it. But these top optics are a big thing. They are I'm even noticing it on TV shows. I've just been watching this show, pretty good show, and it's about FBI and CIA and all that, and every single person that they bring on board has to know how to shoot optics. And I'm like, boy, they're really being specific about this, even in Hollywood now, you know. They're sexier looking guns. That's all I can say. For a Saturday morning, that's not bad. Ergonomics, ergonomic improvements is one of the big things we're seeing. So far they're saying, okay, these are new models and this is what we've done. They've made them more ergonomically friendly to shoot. And believe it or not, it's a big deal. We've all seen the crazy videos of people pulling the trigger on guns and the guns fly right out of their hands. They've got new grip patterns that are better for sweat for three-gun competitions. When you're out sweating in the hot desert sun and you're shooting a three-gun competition, or if you're in a sticky Michigan climate in the middle of July, the guns hold up better in your hands. They're making them a little smarter. Don't see a lot of smooth wood anymore, you know, in these competition guns. You're seeing very aggressive grips on the guns. I have a couple of guns, especially my Smith & Wesson, Dan, that are so aggressive that I literally am uncomfortable shooting them barehanded. I want to put leather gloves on to shoot it.
What do you mean by aggressive?
It almost feels like a 60 grit sandpaper on the grip. So it doesn't move.
You got real traction.
A lot of times when you're shooting a handgun, it slides around in your hand.
Okay.
Your second shot is not nearly as accurate as your first one.
Gotcha.
So the closer you can keep that gun to not moving in your hand, that's why a firm grip is tremendously important. We just had a young lady we were helping this week trying to learn how to shoot her concealed weapon, her concealed weapon of choice. She couldn't handle it. It's called limp wristing. You don't have a firm enough grip, and when you pull the trigger, the inertia that should make the gun work, semi-automatic handgun work, is lost in the twist of the wrist, and the gun jams every time she pulls the trigger.
Like that javelin from Revenge of the Nerds.
Just like that, only different. Yeah. So
for the limp wristed throw.
Limp wristed throw.
Remember that?
No, I don't remember that.
Bounced up and down.
I didn't study that. There wasn't enough gunplay in that movie for me to watch back in the day. Yeah. I have specific needs, you know.
Yeah.
Ask me anything about Patton, I'll tell you.
Google limp wristed javelin and it'll come up for you.
I will make sure that's on my list of things to do today. So so ergonomics and comfort and usability. And modularity, there's things that you can swap on these models that if you want to upgrade a trigger group, you can put a different trigger group in them. You can do all kinds of things to make them better, as well as weighted magazines. And say, why would you be, they're always trying to make these guns lighter. Why would you have a weighted magazine? Well, the point of that is that when you hit the button to eject the magazine out of the handgun, you want it to fall clear. You want it to fall right to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So they put weights in the bottom of the magazine so that when you hit the button, they drop out fast and your next one's in
straight
quicker.
Down and yeah.
Exactly. Out of the way. So there's some pretty surprising guns out there on the market too. Thompson Contender has come out with this new Thompson's beautiful single shot handguns, and they've really come back on the market strong. They have come out with this new monster gun called the Thompson 50 caliber Alaskan Contender pistol. It has got
is Thompson the manufacturer famous for the Tommy gun?
Well, Thompson Center, this is called TC.
Okay.
TC makes rifles, and they're an old gun maker. They're literally right down the street from Liberty Turn Components in I think it's New Hampshire.
Okay.
And yes, New Hampshire. They went under, they got bought out, and one of the old owners came back and bought it back and said, we're not going to let this happen to the company. So I have videos on him on a regular basis. Once a week, he puts a video out of what's new, and he's really good. He was able to buy back the old inventory, so he already had parts for thousands of guns, and he's putting them on the market, customized in certain ways. So the Thompson Gun Company is now owned by a company called Kahr, K-A-H-R, and they still make them perfectly, exactly as they did. The Thompson Centerfire Company, I don't believe, was part of the Thompson Tommy Gun situation.
Okay.
But very similar. Mm-hmm. They're both very good gun manufacturers, and I might be totally off base on that, but I think I'm right. So
we'll
Thompson,
get the answer and have it in a future edition.
We will do that, yes. So, and Jake would know right off the bat. He could tell me. He knows all the details about Thompson because he does that. But Smith & Wesson's brought their 940 back out, which is a revolver, a concealable pistol that shoots 9mm pistol ammunition. It's a five-shot revolver. They're expensive. They're little works of art. They're beautiful. They're wood grips, high-polished stainless. They only hold five shells of 9mm, so it's a shorter, about the same power as the 38 Special, but 9mm is so prevalent. So that works. They've got that on the market again. It's $1,000. MSRP is $999.95, and it's like, for a 9mm five-shot pistol, I don't know. But,
yeah.
But it is what it is. Shadow Systems is the one coming on super strong. They've come out with a almost looks exactly like a Glock 9mm, but it's a bit longer. It's upgraded. It's called the CR920, and it's very impressive. It is. They just keep making them better. A company called Rite Arms has got some cool stuff out. 22 rimfire semi-autos that are full functioning. They look exactly like big guns, but they shoot 22s. So lots of cool stuff. Springfield Armory with their Echelons. PSA has got a PSA Palmetto State Armory's got a great pistol caliber carbine out, and of course Smith & Wesson is pushing their new Shield X. So there's just going to be so much to talk about for the next few weeks that we'll try to do some more on our Facebook page, which is the Gunsmith Show, and get some of the pictures on there and share that. That'll help. So hang on tight. There's more to come as January progresses.
Right. The Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. We'll be back right after this.